Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Brennan Brown. Today we're going to be talking about goal setting. So the importance of goal setting is that you need that because it's your main, or maybe one of your main juices that needs to flow in your life for you to be successful or just do anything in general. So for me today, I'm just going to tell you the importance of goal setting starts with you having that goal in mind. What are you really thinking about? What do you want to start? Do you want to start a business? Do you want to start a new self-improvement hack in your life to help you do better? Are you trying to find a significant other? What are you trying to do? That's your main goal. The second thing is, if you have that goal, write it down. Write down that goal. Write down a specific goal that you want to do. When you write down your goals, you'll see a lot of improvement. You'll see a lot of things manifest in your life by you just simply writing down your goals. But you just simply writing down your goals will not change anything. You have to take in the action first. Before you do anything, take in that action. Try it out. See how it works out. Through trial and error, which is my next one, that's how you'll know if that goal is for you. If you don't see any improvement, or if you see something happening, that's good. But then eventually you notice it turns bad, change it up. Sometimes with goal setting, we have to learn to adapt. We have to learn through making experiences and going through trials and errors that maybe, just maybe, okay, maybe I need to change up how I'm rerouting what I'm doing. That's why I had to learn a lot through my experiences of, you know, operating clubs, maybe just, I guess, networking and just life in general. You know, I have to realize, what do I need to figure out how to do this or how to do this to elevate myself in my life? So that's just the main thing. That's just one of the main rules you need to know about goal setting. The next goal setting that you need is that you need discipline. Discipline is what's mainly needed whenever you're trying to achieve your goal. How else do you think all the greats did what they did? Michael Jordan. And other people I may not know by name. But seriously, there are many other successful people I can't name by name on this video that have done amazing things. And so, if they've done it through discipline, maybe you can too. Like I say, it's hard. You'll go through trials and tribulations, and that even goes with sometimes starting out your goal. But once you take that action to be disciplined and you build up to it, you'll look back at yourself and be like, wow, if I had never done this, where would I be now? But because you took that action step into doing what you need to do, well, look at yourself. You're amazing. With having goals in mind as well, you need to be around goal-oriented people. You need to have a goal-oriented environment. What's stopping you being goal-driven? The negative people. Take those negative people out your life. X them out. And go find somebody else. Find somebody who actually is willing to want to see you succeed. This even goes with you having a significant other. If you're trying to find that girl, young man, get that right girl that wants to see you do better and doesn't want to see you fall. Or doesn't just think you want her for lustlessness. Vice versa, lady, if you want to find that guy you want, make sure he's a guy that won't be negative, but be positive to you. And like I say, vice versa, to us males finding our ladies. And just in general, with friends all overall, you need to figure out if these people are goal-oriented, if these people want to see you do better. If they don't want to see you do better, then get them out. Get them out. And the final reason why you should be goal oriented or just have a goal setting in your life is because you can share with other people. You sharing your experiences or just you advising people into what they need to do is already amazing. Just like with me briefly speaking my experiences, but mainly using analogies and examples to you guys, is already helping you understand how to be goal oriented. And if you're digging this content, please make sure to like, share, and subscribe, and hit the notification button if you're digging this video. If you're listening to this on audio platform, please make sure to subscribe, like this podcast episode, and please share it. But to resume here, you speaking your experiences, you being that close-knit friend, that close-knit significant other to that person, is already amazing. Because you advising them is amazing. Because if you can stick with them from what the good and the bad, stick with them through the end, then you're a good person. You're already being goal-oriented. You're already being that goal-oriented example to them because now they see you doing what you're doing. So now they're going to follow in and do what they can do as well. And once they see improvement in their lives, then they may do the same with someone else. That's how it works when you're goal-oriented or when you have a goal-fulfilling mindset. And I hope you just enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to like, share, and subscribe, and have a good day.